The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Did you ever think that fear can be a good thing? Fear can be a good thing. Indeed, I think fear is a healthy and even holy ingredient in every relationship. One of the most effective U.S. generals in World War II was George S. Patton. He famously said, "In about 15 minutes, we're going to start turning these boys into fanatics, razors. They'll lose their fear of the Germans. I only hope to God they never lose their fear of me." Patton wanted his men to fear him more than the Germans. And that filial fear made Patton's army very victorious. Fear was a good thing. Several years ago, I was teaching Latin at St. Joseph's School in Fayetteville, and one teacher shared her secret to be a successful teacher. She said this, "Never smile before Thanksgiving." Never smile before Thanksgiving. In other words, foment a little fear in your students. It will help you and them to have a more productive academic experience. A little fear goes a long way. Of course, fear is only one side of a healthy relationship. The other side is fascination, an alluring attraction to another. I'm currently reading a book called Five Presidents about a Secret Service agent named Clint Hill, who served for five presidents. Listen to how he describes the first day he walked into the White House. He writes, "As I entered the White House, my anxieties dissipated, and all I could feel was an overwhelming sense of pride. Portraits of past presidents lined the walls, gazing down on the people who were bustling around with urgency and purpose. I tried to take it all in, making mental observations of every detail, so the next time I saw my mother, I could tell her what it was like to be inside the White House." In other words, fear is not enough. Good relationships also demand fascination. In Latin, these two sides are called mysterium tremendum, fear, and mysterium fascinosum, fascination. I believe any relationship will suffer when we lose one side or the other. The scripture readings today teach that both fear and fascination are critical in healthy spirituality, in our relationship with God. In the first reading, Sirach says, "God put the fear of him in every flesh." And a little later he repeats, "He put the fear of himself upon their hearts and showed them his mighty works, that they might glory in the wonder of his deeds and praise his holy name." Like Patton, God wants his men to to have a holy fear of Him. In the gospel, on the other hand, Jesus wants to teach the other side of spirituality. Fascination. He scolds His apostles, who wanted to keep teaching fear, and tells them, "Let the children come to Me, and do not prevent them." Like Clint Hill entering the White House, Jesus wanted these children to draw near to Him, to be fascinated with Him, to fall in love with Him. Mysterium tremendum, mysterium fascinosum, both are necessary. My friends, I believe one reason marriages today suffer and struggle so much is due to the loss of one or both of these sides of every healthy relationship. Every romantic soiree evinces some healthy fear, a fear to say the wrong thing, a fear to miss a birthday, a fear of looking foolish, a fear he won't like my casserole, a fear of hurting her feelings. Every husband and wife should say with General Patton, "I only hope to God my spouse never loses his fear of me." Such a healthy fear is holy in a marriage. On the other hand, you should also feel fascination with your spouse and appreciate them in every age and no matter what their age. Fulton Sheen once warned, "Jewelers get used to fine diamonds." Have you gotten used to your spouse and started taking them for granted? Find new ways to be fascinated with your husband and your wife. Every person is a child of God, and therefore it is ontologically impossible for your spouse to become boring or banal. Every person is as fascinating as a U.S. president. Mysterium tremendum, fear, and mysterium fascinosum, fascination, are the two sides of every healthy love. Today, ask Jesus to give you the grace to grow in whichever of the two you lack. Praised be Jesus Christ.